learning self-regulation. After seeing the success of our pilot studies, we established a therapeutic yoga program at the trauma center. I thought that this might be an opportunity for Annie to develop a more caring relationship with her body, and I urged her to try it. The first class was difficult. Merely being given an adjustment by the instructor was so terrifying that she went home and slashed herself. Her malfunctioning alarm system interpreted even a gentle touch on her back as an assault. At the same time, Annie realized that yoga might offer her a way to liberate herself from the constant sense of danger that she felt in her body. With my encouragement, she returned the following week. Annie had always found it easier to write about her experiences than to talk about them. After her second yoga class, she wrote to me, "I don't know all of the reasons that yoga terrifies me so much, but I do know that it will be an incredible source of healing for me, and that is why I'm working on myself to try it. Yoga is about looking inward instead of outward and listening to my body, and a lot of my survival has been geared around never doing those things. Going to the class today, my heart was racing, and part of me really wanted to turn around, but then I just kept putting one foot in front of the other until I got to the door and went in. After the class, I came home and slept for 4 hours. This week I tried doing yoga at home, and the words came to me, 'Your body has things to say.' I said back to myself, 'I will try to listen.'" A few days later, Annie wrote, "Some thoughts during and after yoga today. It occurred to me how disconnected I must be from my body when I cut it. When I was doing the poses, I noticed that my jaw and the whole area from where my legs end to my belly button is where I am tight, tense and holding the pain and memories. Sometimes you have asked me where I feel things, and I can't even begin to locate them. But today, I felt those places very clearly, and it made me want to cry in a gentle kind of way." The following month, both of us went on vacation, and, invited to stay in touch, Annie wrote to me again. "I've been doing yoga on my own in a room that overlooks the lake. I'm continuing to read the book you lent me, Stephen Cope's wonderful Yoga and the Quest for the True Self. It's really interesting to think about how much I have been refusing to listen to my body, which is such an important part of who I am. Yesterday when I did yoga, I thought about letting my body tell me the story it wants to tell, and in the hip opening poses, there was a lot of pain and sadness. I don't think my mind is going to let really vivid images come up as long as I am away from home, which is good. I think now about how unbalanced I have been, and about how hard I have tried to deny the past, which is a part of my true self. There is so much I can learn if I am open to it, and then I won't have to fight myself every minute of every day."